In just 10 minutes a day, Daily J immerses you in the stories that shape Detroit. Text WWJ to 20357 for a link to listen to the Daily J. That's WWJ to 20357. Message and data rates may apply.
Cleanup is underway all across Metro Detroit this evening after severe thunderstorms left a trail of damage. Ferndale and some parts of Macomb County were the hardest hit today. Joining us live with more details is WWJ's Luke Sloan.
Tony, good evening. There are very active scenes across Metro Detroit this evening as we speak. These thunderstorms really left a lot of damage. It didn't seem like it initially, but now as the time goes on, more of the damage is being revealed. One of those places in Oakland County, lots of damaged buildings and also downed trees across Ferndale this evening. That area was really nailed by the thunderstorms this afternoon. A couple of the problem spots, the roof partially torn off the Autumn House Apartments that's near Woodward and 9 Mile. We've got a photo of that problem on our website, WWJNewsRadio.com. And then just down the street on 9 Mile, the tire shop also suffered heavy roof damage. The same can be said with Vogue Vintage, that's just to the north. Here's Ferndale Police Chief Dennis Emmy.
Avoid all wires down. Stay in your cars. If a wire happens to fall across your car, stay away from fences and call 911 to report the downed wire. Give yourself a wide berth around it.
Now, Tony, the good news, the chief says there were no serious injuries in Ferndale. There was one incident, a woman was hit by a piece of debris, but she is okay. Then up in Macomb County, lots of problem spots there as well, particularly Washington Township, where high winds caused a carport to fly into a couple of houses. This happened near 27 Mile and Van Dyke at an apartment complex. Washington Township Fire Chief Brian Tyrell.
A structural steel carport, if you will, it was uprooted from an apartment complex parking lot. It blew next door into a single-family residential subdivision, striking a few homes, and then several hundred feet of primary wires down in the backyards of those homes.
And the final part of this story, Tony, tons of power outages as well. They're across Metro Detroit, really all parts of our listening area. This hour, DTE is reporting over 18,000 power outages. Reporting live, Luke Sloan, WWJ News Radio 950.